Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I'm, of course, William Amo. Hey, what's up, Macaulay?
What's up? How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, just a pretty boring Sunday in the sports world in New York City. You know, we're going to talk, talk about that horrible Jet game, the 37-14 loss that the Jets just had earlier today. You know, we're also going to give a little update on the Giant game that's going on. Of course, we're going to unfortunately talk about that Knick game that happened yesterday with Atlanta. You know, we're definitely going to discuss that. And I might need to go to an eye doctor after that, watching that game. But we'll discuss that momentarily. The latest in the hot stove news. And, of course, you know, we'll talk a little sports entertainment and, you know, let you guys get your voices heard. The number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So, man, Sure. I mean, man. I guess we'll start with the Knicks here.
Yep.
After that first game, it's like we're waiting for the Knicks to continue, because it looked like after that first game, Knicks basically, you know, took the rest of the season off.
Man, that was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
What a debacle, man. I don't know which game is worse. I mean, they've had so many horrible games at the Garden already. They're 1-5 at the Garden, and these guys just clearly don't want to play anymore. It's a joke.
Yeah, if they don't want to play, then they'll suit up then in those ugly uniforms. So?
Oh, man, what a game. This might have been the worst game of the season. I mean, not to mention the Knicks got their butt kicked, like, what was it, 120 to 90? I forgot the score.
Yesterday? 110 to 90, yeah, about 20
yeah,
points.
Yeah, 110 to 90, yeah. And you know the Knicks were playing horrible when J.R. Smith basically said he played like crap, you know, to use the term loosely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even Carmelo, who's always mellow, you know, no point intended, even he admitted that, you know, at this rate, you know, they're going to dig themselves a hole they can't dig out of. So
yeah.
These guys need to get their act together, because the season is, you know, it's on the rocks.
It is. It is. And, you know, right now they lost 4 straight at the Garden. You know,
actually,
like you said.
Isn't there 5?
Well, they won the first one, remember?
Well, yeah, I know.
Oh, 5
that.
Straight, right. Yeah, they have lost 5 straight since they won the 5, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because they won the first game at the Garden against the Bucks, but that game they blew a 26-point lead, and they almost
mm-hmm.
lost that game too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're the antithesis of last year's team. I mean, you know, they used to be dominant at home. Now it's like they can't even. I mean, it's like they don't even know how to play basketball.
And 1-5 at a newly renovated Garden. You think these guys would be hyped up to play there?
Exactly.
Which is like, you know, they don't give a damn.
That's the way how they look like they're playing. I mean, this team was supposed to be a redemption team, because, I mean, you know, they had such a, you know, a great regular season last year.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously in the postseason, you know, they didn't, you know, they couldn't get past the Pacers.
And, you know, this year they probably won't get past the playoffs or past the regular season.
At this rate, yeah. Man, they'll be lucky if they get the 8 seed. But at this rate, the way how they're playing, man.
I don't know.
Don't look like they're going to get the 8 seed. They're going to be on the outside looking in, and their 3 straight playoff berths, you know, in a row is going to be snapped at this rate.
They're only going to start smacking people in that locker room.
Well, maybe he did already. Because, you know, after they lost one of those games at the Garden, you know, he got upset and allegedly, you know, was ripping into the team. Well, not the team, but, you know, Steve Mills, who's the new GM, who he hired after he fired, you know, Glenn Grunwald, after Glenn
mm-hmm.
Grunwald basically got every, you know, made all the acquisitions. But as you can see, all the acquisitions that on paper look like a good idea, I mean, other than Metta World Peace, all the other players basically haven't really. Oh, well, Guarani has been playing well, too, these, what, five games?
Yeah, he's been playing well.
Yeah, but, you know, it hasn't computed to, you know, a good season with the Knicks.
Yeah.
And another thing that brewed from this, you know, horrible Knick, you know, season is this Twitter feud between J.R. Smith and Brandon Jennings.
I don't know what the hell is going on. I mean, J.R. Smith should keep his mouth shut and just play basketball, man.
Exactly. He's defending his brother. I mean, obviously we know, you know, of course, you know, he that's his brother. He's going to defend him. But, I mean, come on. Brandon Jennings is right. Chris Smith hasn't done literally anything to be on the team. I mean, James White last year did better, more than Chris Smith did so far. So, I mean, I know you got to defend your brother, you know, that's family. But he should have just kept his mouth shut and just kept that in-house.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, definitely. I like J.R. Smith, you know, even though he's not playing well this year, you know, he's the reigning sixth man of the year. But, I mean, in this case, like he admitted yesterday, he's been playing like crap this entire season. I mean, it's true. You know, I think he's going to bounce back eventually, but at this rate, the season might very well be over.
Yeah, and he was fined again, you know, for that Twitter war, and also fined, you know, in the preseason for substance abuse.
Yeah, five weeks for allegedly testing positive for marijuana, you know. I mean, this guy need to get his head out of the, you know, in the game, because these past couple of years with the Knicks, he's been just
terrible.
He's been in trouble all the time.
Yeah, he's been a good player. You know, last year he had a phenomenal year.
Yeah.
You know. But he's got to stay out of trouble and stay out of you know, the controversy that he's experiencing outside of the court.
Yeah, I mean, there's been so much controversy. Even Miley Cyrus has been jealous of him lately. I mean, this guy needs to get his head in the game.
Yep.
Because, I mean, we need him. I mean, especially with, you know, Chandler out. You know, we need all the scores we can get. And, you know, just the other day on, Friday night, you know, Melo scored 45, and Bariani had, like, what, 25 points? And that still wasn't enough to what team was that? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Who was the team we lost to? It was a close game, but they kept going into, like, foul trouble. Oh, it was Rockets. Rockets was Thursday. Rockets was Thursday. That was the last game before yesterday's game.
Right. And then before that was San Antonio, I think, right?
Yeah. When, what's his name, returned.
Jeremy Lin
returned against us Thursday night, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, he played well, as he always has, you know, in the Garden since last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think.
He's always killing our guards, man. Our guards can't guard him for shit. Pardon my French.
Yeah, I believe that's the same term J.R. Smith used to describe himself. He's been playing. But, I mean, what more can you say? I mean, you're getting good performances out of Bariani lately. And the Knicks aren't playing defense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But, you know.
It's unexcusable, right? What's going on right now? Woodson needs to somehow get into these guys' heads, play some goddamn defense, and play like you want to play the game.
Because, you know, he's going to get fired at this rate. I wouldn't be surprised if he got fired before Christmas, because these guys are not playing for him.
I wouldn't agree with it, but, you know.
I wouldn't agree with it either. I think he's a good coach. I mean, he shouldn't be fired, you know, this year. But, I mean, Dolan was saying that he expects this team to be a championship team. I mean, clearly, as of right now, it definitely doesn't look like it's going to be a championship caliber team. But, you know, Woodson got to somehow find some way to get these guys to play good, because these guys look like they don't care out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take out his belt or something. You know, like, teach these guys a lesson, man. Serious.
Yeah, that's a unique style of discipline. NBA team.
It needs some baton.
That's the Pop Williams from Wayne's Brothers. I'm gonna say. It is effective against Sean and Marlon, so maybe it might work. But yeah, the other team, switching gears, the other team in New York, the Nets, you know, they've been playing well. I mean, they lost. They lost yesterday to the Clippers, but they didn't have four of their starter you know best players playing. You know, KG, Pierce, Darren Williams, and I'm trying to think who's the other one. Brook Lopez didn't play yesterday. The only guy they had was Joe Johnson, who was the hero from Friday night's game. And Joe Johnson, he hit a game the game winning shot against the Suns. So I mean, they you know the Nets, you know, they've been playing well, you know, lately.
Yeah, but they're still having chemistry issues themselves. I mean, they are 4-7, so, you know, they haven't looked like world beaters yet.
I'm not saying they're the Pacers, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but they've been playing a little better, you know. And especially a game where, you know, their top four players weren't playing. I mean, they made it a close game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, the Knicks are fortunate that, you know, no one's running away with in the Atlantic division, so.
Yeah, and thank God the Pacers aren't in our division.
yeah, fortunate.
Yeah, Pacers and the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Let them beat each other up, like the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, Knicks got to play better. You got to play better in order to stay in this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of another team that need to play better, of course I'm talking about the team that the team that can't win two games in a row, and of course I'm talking about my New York Jets. They got their butts handed. What was it? 37-14. I mean, Geno Smith. I mean, he clearly didn't have a good game. He had like what, three turnovers. He threw for no touchdowns. Earlier in the game, he got sacked so bad that he was on the floor for like 5 or 10 minutes. And you know, they used what's his name, Sims, to you know relieve him for a series. But you know, he came back. But Geno Smith, man, when I saw him go down, I was like, man, this guy might be gone for the rest of the year. And, you know, Rex Ryan had to make a tough decision. I mean, should he, you know, take the guy out, you know, and, you know, see if he's going to, you know, be healthy next week or, you know, risk him being, you know, injured, you know, and play the game. Well, he chose the latter. And it looked like Geno Smith, after he got hit, you know, he lost all his confidence, man, because he did not have it today.
Yeah, I mean, he struggled today. Four turnovers, three interceptions, one fumble. I mean, I don't know if it was the Bills' defense. Well, the Bills played excellent defense today, no doubt.
They did.
They pressured the Jets' O-line, got in their faces. You know, the cornerbacks played very good. You know.
Yeah, the Bulls. I mean, not the Bulls. The what you would call it. The Bills, they outplayed the Jets. I mean, there was even a play where they were like four and six. The Jets made a 5-yard penalty, and then they went for it, you know, to extend it to a first down. And also they, what should we call it? I'm trying to think. Manuel, he threw like a 35-yard touchdown. Which, you know, he beat Dean Milner, who's been obviously a bust with this team, no doubt about that. And, you know, today was just a horrible day, you know. It's definitely not the day Ed Weed, you know, Jet debut he expected, you know, signing, you know, with the Jets.
Yeah.
It's definitely, you know, I mean, it's one game, but... You know, this is a division game. You know, they needed this game to, you know, try to keep up with, you know, with the Patriots.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, They've been alternating wins. I think they're the first NFL season to alternate wins, you know, in their first 10 games. They haven't won two in a row. I don't know why this team can't win back-to-back games.
I guess they think they're going to get a roughing of the passer or something. I don't know. They clearly can't win two games in a row, but they could definitely sure lose two. I bet they'll lose two in a row before they win two in a row at this rate.
Something needs to give, man. They need to. And who do they have next week?
That I don't know yet. I haven't checked that yet.
Okay.
But it's inexcusable. But let's shift gears with the Giants.
Well, you know, Giants are playing good today. They're up 20-6 right now. It's just 25 seconds left in the third quarter, so they're heading into the fourth.
They got a chance to win there. They're fourth in a row.
Yeah, you know, they need to beat the teams that they have to beat. I mean, the Packers they don't have Aaron Rodgers, and you know, they've been struggling. So, you know, they have to take advantage of that and beat them, and that's what they're doing. So, you know, if the Giants want to, you know, win this division, they got to keep winning, you know, keep this momentum going.
Man, imagine if the Giants were playing like the Jets, you know, win one, lose one. I mean, even though, you know, obviously, you know, Jets are 5-5, but imagine, you know, after they went on this 0-6 losing streak, man, they'd be like, let me see, they'd be like 2-8.
Yeah.
They'd be out of it.
But, you know, no one's running away with the division in this NFC, so luckily they're still in this.
Yeah. And feel free to give us any updates, any major news going on in the Giants game.
Oh, yeah, still 20-6. I'll keep you guys updated.
And, you know, baseball news. Marlon Byrd, you know, he re-signed with the team he started his career with, the Phillies. 2-year, $16 million contract.
Wow.
You know, he had a bounce back year from the year before when he only hit one home run with, I think, Texas and Red Sox. He split the season, but he also lost, he got suspended 50 games because he took performance-enhancing drugs.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So he went from one home run to 21 home runs, or actually 21 with the Mets, and I think he had maybe two or three more with Pirates in the regular season. So it was a good move for him, you know.
Yeah, it is. Definitely is.
Look
to him.
I'm trying to think what else. Mets, you know, they spoke with Johnny Peralta. Apparently both Mets and Yankees are interested in him, among other teams. Even though you guys have Jeter. But I guess this might be the year they make him platoon, you know, play, you know, shortstop or DH, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen. Have him, you know, play some DH and play some shortstop because he is getting older, so don't want to play him several games in a row at shortstop.
Yep, and with a 1-year, $12 million contract, it's not a bad gig.
Yeah, definitely.
And the Grandy man, he's you know, he declined you know, the 14-year one-year $14 million contract along with Cano and Broda.
As expected.
And you know, there's rumors that, you know, Mets are among the team that are interested in Granderson. What's your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, I remember you told me about that. I mean, I think it would be a good move. You know, although, you know, again, I said Citi Field is not really a home run hit a ballpark, but I think he would give the Mets that deep, that, you know, the hitter that they need in their lineup, you know, next to David Wright, you know, because they don't have that right now. So
I agree with that.
If he's able to at least hit 25 to 30 home runs, that'd be great for the Mets.
Yeah, I think that's clearly, you know, best case scenario what you're gonna get out of him because, like, you know, I agree 100%, you know, Citi Field is in Yankee Stadium. They both may be in New York City, but those stadiums are absolutely different. Citi Field is, you know, a pitcher's park, while Yankee Stadium, man, that's like a home run derby.
Yeah.
Right there. So, I mean, that ballpark was built perfectly for Granderson. And, you know, guys like the other lefties, you know, who could just pull the ball and it's just out of there. Shoot, a bunt single could be a home run. And you're at this rate.
Although it's been tougher to hit home runs there since the first year. You know, the first year when that stadium was introduced, you know, it seemed like someone was hitting a home run every day, every inning.
Yeah, every Yankee highlight is with a home run.
Yeah.
I think that that song that they play after they score a run, they broke at one point. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, you guys just keep going deep all the time.
Yeah, but it's the home run has been reduced at Yankee Stadium a little bit last few years. So it's, but you know, as far as Granderson, yeah, I mean, I think it'll be a good fit.
I think so.
Hopefully he doesn't, you know, he's had some injuries the last few years, so hopefully that doesn't, you know, hurt his career here.
Right. And what was I gonna say? The Yankees, they're also interested in trading for David Freese, you know, the former World Series MVP with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I mean, who are they going to get back from the Yankees? I mean, why would they trade a guy who's a World Series hero and a young guy too?
Hey,
he doesn't make
I don't mind.
To the Cardinals.
Hey, I don't mind it. If they want to do that move, hey, let them do it.
And apparently this move would go down if, you know, A-Rod is suspended, you know, the 214 games, you know, if he at least missed this season, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's the rumor that, you know, Yankees are going to try to get that deal done.
Yeah.
And, shifting gears to WWE. The Shield and the Wyatt family, they actually, the two worlds collided, the two biggest factions, you know. They finally met face to face.
Yeah, and it was a great experience. Great to see you.
They were, they were beating up on each other, and then, you know, Bray Wyatt realized that, you know, hey, they have a common enemy in CM Punk. And Daniel Bryan, so they joined forces, and you know it looks like that might be the Survivor Series elimination match. You know,
yeah, I think
the Shield and Bray Wyatt versus Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, and now this is who? I mean, who's going to be the other? Who would be the possible six? Would it be Ryback and Axel, even though they don't get along with CM Punk? Would it be the Usos?
I can see Ryback.
Yeah, it looks like. And right now, since Paul Heyman surprised everybody and said that, you know, he blames Ryback for him getting his butt whooped at Hell in a Cell. So now, you know, Ryback and Axel are no longer Heyman guys. So this might lead. I'm assuming this might lead to a. Ryback face turn again.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That he might see Ryback turning back to a good guy again.
Exactly. The latest rumor is that Ryback and Lesnar might fight. You know, I don't know if it's going to be at WrestleMania or before then. I'm guessing if Ryback and Goldberg doesn't, you know, go through, because allegedly Goldberg doesn't want to return to WWE and fight Ryback if he's going to lose.
Yeah.
So that would be a spoiler alert if you see that Goldberg and Ryback match happen in WrestleMania, which most likely it won't happen.
I think it will eventually be Ryback versus Lesnar.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't think Goldberg want to come back. I mean.
But then again, Ryback versus Lesnar, Ryback versus Goldberg, it's all the same thing anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be great on paper, but not so much. Yeah. Ryback versus Lesnar, Ryback versus Goldberg is basically going to be like Goldberg versus Lesnar at WrestleMania 20.
It's all the same thing.
Yeah, and according to Jimmy Hart, you know, the legendary manager, Jimmy Hart, apparently he said that Hulk Hogan's going to be at WrestleMania 30. Whether he's going to be in the seats, the front row, or, you know, in the ring, he's going to be there. So that all but confirms that we'll be seeing Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 30.
Yeah, and coming down the aisle in a wheelchair.
Probably fighting Cena. If this deal goes down, because it looks like the guy he wants to fight right now, you know, is Cena. Because I guess he realized if Stone Cold comes out of retirement, he's definitely not going to fight Hogan.
I don't know. Why is Stone Cold going to do that?
Yeah, if Stone Cold's going to come out of retirement, I assume it's going to be for CM Punk.
Yeah.
Even though there are some rumors that Stone Cold might fight Triple H at WrestleMania, but, I mean, they fought each other so many times. I mean, they've had great bouts, you know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we don't need to see that anymore.
We've seen it countless times before.
Yeah. I mean, come on. They even formed the two-man power trip. I mean,
yeah.
Enough is enough, Triple H. Fight people you've never fought before or retired.
Exactly.
That's why I think if Stone Cold comes out, it will be definitely for Punk.
Yeah, I agree.
Let me see what else happened. I'm trying to think what else happened on